Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. This is the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. We're at Morgan State University. We're powered by EDAC. RIDE stands for Returning Citizens Inspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures. We're funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. And today we're focusing on how to get media attention. You know, we in business and we want people to say, hey, I want to go over there and see what they're doing. Or, hey, I'm over here. I just started my business. I'm doing some great things. How can I get some media attention? So we're going to talk about some strategies to do that. So today's topic is Shine Brighter Than the Spotlight. 3 steps to capture media attention for your business. We always give out a quote, and this is brought to you by Gary Vaynerchuk, entrepreneur and author. Don't be afraid to break the mold. The most boring businesses blend into the background. Be bold, be different, and the media will take notice. So we want people to take notice. All right, so craft a story worth telling. I mean, what do you have that's worth telling? So do you have a great storyline on how you got started in the business? Have you gone through some type of challenge in your business? Are you helping individuals solve a particular problem? You know, I would begin to, you know, here are 3 strategies here. But think about, you know, some of the items that I just said, you know, solving a problem. Have you done something heroic? You know, what is your story? What is your story? Why did you begin this particular business? So I would begin to look at that. Those strategies along with the strategies that I have outlined here. So from ordinary to extraordinary, beyond the buzzwords, hero's journey. Oh, I do have a hero's journey in business edition. You know, again, you know, think about some of these strategies as you move on. Become a media magnet. You know, reach out to individuals like me. You know, I'm always looking for guests to interview on a number of podcasts that we have. You know, so there are millions of people like me. Now, so whatever industry you're in, reach out to those journalists to see if they are looking for a particular story or if they need to fill, they need fillers, meaning that they have a show coming up. However, they need somebody to come in to interview, or they can go out to you to interview. Or you could become a go-to expert. You know, as people are thinking about a particular industry, you know, they can position yourself where they reach out to you. You know, so I know I listened to this other podcast called Marketplace, and they always are interviewing experts in particular industries around economy. Well, not just economy, just in different industries. And, you know, you can also, as it indicates here, attend conferences, you know, be a keynote speaker or be a workshop speaker. People will see you as their go-to expert. Amplify your voice. You know, one of the things I always say, you know, when the pandemic came in 2020, you know, individuals were home, and it just seemed like everybody became a podcaster, and people would have podcasts on social media. They would have podcasts on what I'm doing here on a particular platform like Zoom or Anchor.fm. They would amplify their voice. They would talk about something that interests them, you know, whether it be their business, helping somebody, but more the ones that I've seen, it was people who had their own business. And they wanted to, they had to pivot. One, for those who had retail stores, they had to pivot. So they began to use podcasts as a way to reach different individuals. So in with having your own podcast, you can bring on individuals to help your particular podcast, and you can go into other people's podcasts. Again, you're doing the same thing what we talked about earlier, and that is become that go-to expert. Become that go-to expert. And then you want to un understand, master the art of your pitch. You know, what makes you newsworthy? What's going to have people come out, or what's going to have people to listen to you on your podcast? And what's going to have individuals reaching out to you and say, hey, Omar, I need the information that you're talking about over there. Can you come on my podcast? Or can you come on my TV? Can you come on my radio? You get it? So amplify your voice. And I'm gonna read the last one. Think beyond the press releases. I already talked about that. Podcasts, video interviews, you know, and again, your podcast doesn't have to be long. The Ride University podcast are really less than 10 minutes. It's quick information to get your brain thinking so that you can say, oh, okay, how can I implement that with my business? Or how can I bring on additional people based off of some of the information that I heard or Ride University? So that is the key here. And as you know, we have some activities over at Ride. We also have different pathways. You can visit our website to learn more about our entrepreneurship boot camp, our podcasts and on-demand workshops, our Impact Summit, and our Room to Grow and office hours. And that's an opportunity for you if you have an idea, you want to explore that idea. And we can work with you on a one-on-one business consultation. So if you're looking to reach out to me, my email again is omar@edacmorgan.com. We're at Ride Small Biz, that's BIZ on Instagram. And our website is edacmorgan.com. So until we see each other again, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Lab Production.